Welcome along, I'm Alan Williams and this is the Alan Williams Podcast. I have officially got the best followers in the world. On the last podcast, I mentioned how I didn't have my car and two different people got in touch with me offering use of their car. So I appreciate you guys beyond belief. Absolutely incredible. Thanks a million. You're unreal. Today's podcast, there was none last week. Apologies for that too. Last week was a little bit up the walls busy. A lot of speaking gigs going on, a lot of online clients signing up and just different stuff. So I have said to you before, I've learned to look after myself a little bit better. And when things are incredibly busy, I'm not going to put too much pressure on myself. I'm going to start treating myself a little bit better. And just even for the sake of protecting my own energy, I have to learn that I can't do everything. And that is going to be a lesson that's going to come up throughout the podcast later today, actually. But I can't do everything. I have to conserve my energy and put my energy to where it brings the most benefit. I'm trying to run here, there and everywhere, and I'm trying to look after clients, and I'm trying to sign up new clients, and I'm trying to do speaking gigs and do them well, and then I'm trying to do a podcast on top of it all as well. Something is going to suffer along the way, and that something is probably me. So for the sake of protecting my own energy, there was no podcast last week. Today we are going to look at how to achieve anything you want in life. That sounds like a big claim, doesn't it? How to achieve anything you want in life. I'm going to give you four tips today, or four steps, four rules, whatever you want to call it. Don't like the word rules too much. It sounds a bit too schooly, but yeah, four steps we'll say on how to achieve anything you want in life. These are steps that I have learned from guys like Tony Robbins, where I've studied a lot of stuff, read a lot of stuff. I've taken it away, I've implemented it in my own life, tested things out. I always say to you guys, don't just take what I say, take it for a test drive, implement it, see how you find it, see if it works for you. I've spent a number of years doing that myself, taking other people's work and implementing and seeing if it has made a tangible difference to my life. And then I've taken lessons from that I can share with you guys. So from actually putting things into practice, I've learned a lot and yeah, just want to pass it on. And hopefully you might get something beneficial from it as well. So the first step I'm going to say in how to achieve anything you want in life is to make a decision. You have to make a decision to go after that thing that's important to you. That moment of decision is when you are really going to change your life. When you literally stop and consciously decide. When you're not stumbling from one thing to another and finding yourself in situations. When you actually just take a hold of it, take it by the scruff of the neck, grasp it, make a decision. You decide that you will never again settle for less than what you can do. That you'll never again settle for less than what you can do. That's a decision I've made a few years back and it has served me in good stead. Holding myself to higher standards. Even now I've got a business mentor and he will always push me hard to only work with clients that I want to work with. Again, not to settle for less than what I can be and what I can achieve and the life and the quality of life that I can lead. And if I'm working with amazing people, that benefits my life as well. So not settling for less. Making a decision now that you're going to go after the thing that you want. Because everything that anybody has ever achieved has started with a decision. That moment of decision is when you're going to change your whole life. When you step out of the fear, when you step out of the self-loathing, when you step out of the rut, the stumbling from one day to the next and never thinking about where you're going. How many of us are in that position? The daily grind, day after day after day, every day is the same, every day is a groundhog day. And we can never understand why we haven't progressed in life. Well, we haven't progressed in life because we haven't took the time to decide what it is that we're going to do and how we're going to get there. So the very first thing is to start with a decision. Make a decision about this thing that is on your mind. This thing that you think you would like to change. This thing that you think you would like to do. This thing that you think you would like to achieve. What is that thing? Really get clear on it. And now make a decision that you're going to stop putting it off. That you're not going to keep behaving around it the same way you have for the last 10 years. The same way you have for the last 12 years. That now you're going to step into it. That this is the time. Now is your time. You're not going to settle for less than you can be anymore. You're going to step up and you're going to start moving forward. And that's a decision that you've got to take right now. No more procrastinating. No more putting it off till Monday. No more putting it off till next week. No more New Year's resolutions. They're a thing of the past. They're bullshit. They don't serve any purpose. Get rid. Start with a decision now. What better time than the present? New Year's Day, the 1st of January, it's an arbitrary number on the calendar. People decide, I'm going to change my life on New Year's Day. And 99% don't. Some create temporary change. 99% don't create lasting change. So the date on the calendar is not the important thing. Today is just as good as New Year's Day. And today is better than New Year's Day. Today is the first day of the rest of your life when you take that decision and you do it today. So right now, make a decision on what it is that you want to achieve. So this podcast is how to achieve anything you want in life. The very first thing you need to do is make a decision on achieving that thing. Get clear on what the thing is. And maybe it's something you've been putting off for a long time because it's hard and because it's a difficult thing to do. And it's a little bit overwhelming. But you know what? If you keep putting it off, it's just going to get further and further away. And it becomes bigger in your head. And it becomes a bigger mountain to climb. But if we make the decision now, I'm just going to take that first step, no matter how small, we gain a little bit of momentum and we start to move one step closer to it. So your very first step on how to achieve anything in life is to make a decision. That's number one. Number two is concentrate your power. Concentrate your power is the second step to achieving anything you want in life. What do I mean by concentrate your power? I mean, focus all of our resources on mastering one area of our lives. So focus all of our resources on mastering one area of our lives. Don't try to change everything at once. That's what a lot of people do. Their energy is all over the place. It's being dispersed left, right and centre and everywhere in between. Trying to do little bits of everything. But what if you were to decide for a certain period of time now, I'm just going to focus all of my energy on this one thing, on this one area that I want to improve. And it can be anything. It can be your running times. It can be your career. It can be your family life. It can be your relationship with your partner. It can be absolutely anything. But what if you were to focus all of your energy on that? Can you imagine how much your results are going to improve if all of your energy was on one thing rather than all of your energy being on 5 million things? That's what a lot of us are doing every single day. Energy is being dispersed all over the place. And because it's being dispersed all over the place, it means none of those areas are achieving any kind of relevant results. Maybe small results, but not to the level we could be doing if we were to focus all of that energy and all of those resources on one thing. Yes, it means other things will have to take a backseat temporarily. But that's okay, because you can come back to those another time. And because you'll have moved this area of your life forward, then you can come back to the thing that has fallen behind and you can up-level it. And then your whole life starts to up-level. But we can't do everything at once. There's a great saying, you can do anything, but you can't do everything. So focus on one thing. Focus all of your energy on that. Think about a power hose. How much more powerful is the result of that than we'll say a tap where water is being dispersed? The power hose, we're adding power to it. It's a very, very direct route. And suddenly we start to see incredible results when we start cleaning with the power hose rather than with the little tap. How's that for an analogy? Does that make sense? The power hose is what you want. That's in that area of focus where you want to improve your life. Think about using the power hose instead of the tap. How much more of a difference is that going to make to you? Is that going to vastly improve your results and move you forward in that area that you've made the decision on? I can absolutely promise you it is. So focus your energy, focus your resources on one thing, not on 5 million different things. The other things can catch up later on. Focusing your energy is like a laser beam that can cut through anything. That's what it's like. When that laser focus, it is a laser beam that can cut through all of the obstacles that have been put in your way. It can cut through all of the self-doubt. It can cut through all of the things that you are viewing as a stop sign. Now you see it's just an obstacle and I can cut through it when I put my energy and all of my focus on that. When I use the power hose instead of the tap, I'm getting laser focused. It is a laser beam that can cut through. So really concentrate on your power. That's one of the most crucial messages to achieve anything you want in life. I've been asked numerous times over the last few years, especially by people entering the fitness industry. I've been asked, how did you get to where you are? And what were the steps along the way? And one of the most important things that I am going to say to people is that this terrifies a lot of people because it sounds scary and they don't know if they can do it themselves. But I have been laser focused on my goals over the last few years. And that has been my business goals. That's how I've achieved relative success, whatever it is. I don't particularly see myself as being hugely successful, but I've achieved relative success. And if you're asking me how I've got to wherever I am, that's how I've got there. by really concentrating my power. So all of my energy, all of my time, all of my focus has gone into developing my business over the last number of years. Getting clear on where I wanted to go and then using the power hose. That is where I'm going. All of my focus was on that. Now that has meant other areas of my life has suffered. There is absolutely no question about that. My personal life has suffered beyond belief at times. I don't have a social life. But it's all stuff that now where I've got the business to where I wanted to be, I'm bringing all that side of my life back into balance again. So I've got a lot more rounded life now. But I do understand that I had to make sacrifices along the way. I couldn't have energy going everywhere. Because if I did, then the business would never have got to where it has got to. And people often ask me, do you regret that you've spent the last few years doing that? Absolutely not. I have no regrets. Because I know 100% I wouldn't have got to where I wanted to be if I didn't put as much time and energy into building my business. And that was what was important to me at the time. So why would I regret it, or how could I have regrets about it? At that particular moment in time, that was what really mattered to me in my life, was building a successful business, helping all the clients that I have, and getting to where I wanted to be. And now I'm lucky enough that I've put in the groundwork, put in the hard yards. There's been times that have been really terrifying. There have been times I was struggling to make ends meet, but I've come out the other side of it now, and I'm in a place where my business is doing really well. I have a reputation, my name is out there, and it's much, much easier now, in that I can get clients in much more easier than I could have done a few years ago. So the business side of things has been up-leveled, and now it's at a level where I can say now it's time to catch up on some of the other stuff. So now the personal life is in a much better place than it was 5 years ago, and I can spend more time doing that. And now I have time during the day that I can go out for a walk in the sun, it's lovely and sunny out there at the moment, or I can go to the gym, or I can do any of those things that bring me enjoyment. So now I'm getting the opportunity to up-level other areas of my life because I focused all of my power, all of my concentration on that laser focused one thing for a period of years. So if you really want to achieve something, there's one thing, one area that's really, really important to you. That's the area you've got to give your power to. That's the area you've got to give your laser focus to. And again, we look at a lot of the clients I work with. I've posted some incredible transformation pictures. I'm sure a lot of our listeners have seen them. Why are those people doing so well? Well, I'll tell you, because when we get them in, the online course, for example, the Elevate course is 12 weeks. It is fully immersive. So it's every single day for 12 weeks. So all of their focus and their attention is on that. They've invested with me. They've taken on a coach. They've made a decision. They've come back to point one. They've made a decision. And then they've invested, and they've actually invested in themselves as well as me. So now there's a commitment. And because there's a commitment there, the focus becomes total. It becomes that power hose again, as opposed to the tap. They've really powered it up. They've leveled up. Now they're completely into what they're doing. They're not saying, well, I'm trying to lose weight on my own, but I'm also at work, and I've also got kids to mind, and I've also got a million excuses, and I've got no clear goals. They've moved away from that, and they've concentrated their power. And when you concentrate your power on one area, that is when things are going to improve dramatically for you. When we consistently focus on improving that particular area, we develop unique insights into how we can make that better. You start to see an awful lot more. So I've already given you the example of building a business for me. When I focus all my power on building my business, and this is only an example, you're going to have your own different areas that you're working on. When I focused all of my power and my concentration on building the business, I learned so much as I went. I gained so many insights. And nothing is ever perfect at the start. If you wait for perfect, you'll never get started. It's just making a start. If I look now to where I am now to where I was when I started, I know 5 million things more than I did on the day I started. But I wasn't waiting until I knew everything. I just made a start. Because you learn as you go, and you gain these insights as you go when the concentration of power is on one thing. Because you are so focused on it that you're seeing everything. You're seeing everything that you wouldn't see if you were trying to do 20 different things. If you're trying to improve 20 different areas of your life. There's going to be a lot of stuff that's going to escape your attention. But when you're concentrating your power, you're looking for things and you're spotting things. And even with the clients we work with online, they've obviously got different modules each week within the Elevate course. There's little videos for them. Now, because they're focused and they're looking for things, they've got their pen and paper out and they're taking notes. And this might be stuff that's not even that new to them. They might have seen or heard it before, but it went over their heads because they weren't looking for it. Because their concentration was all over the place. Because their energy was being dispersed in all different directions. Now they've got the laser focus, they're looking for things, it's landing, they're taking it on board, they're writing it down, Hopefully they're taken away and they're implementing it. So too many of us, for me, are majoring in the minor. We're looking at the small, minute details of our life and we're turning them into these big deals, these huge things when they don't really matter. I would definitely say, look at the pillars of your life. Look at the big things. Look at the things that are going to bring you the biggest results. What are they? And let me give you another example here in a financial context. I've got a fantastic business mentor at the minute. He goes by the name of Phil Graham. So shout out to Phil. Phil's been brilliant for me. And he's showed me one or two things where I was really wasting my own energy in business. And I was majoring in the minor at times. And looking even at, I suppose, getting more money into the bank. You know, this is where he's really good at things like that. And I was looking at some of the smaller things that people look at every day. And the stuff like, you know, don't have so many treats and cut down on the small things and you'll save money and whatever. I mean, that's great in theory. But he was saying to me, well, you know, the cost of a cup of coffee or whatever, I don't actually drink coffee, but just as an example, the cost of a cup of coffee, you know, 3 or 4 euros a day, fair enough. If you're on a tight budget, it's going to save you a few quid. But he was saying to me, if you're looking to build your business and get more cash in the bank, what you actually need to look at is the fact that you're not charging enough money. At that time, I was, when I started working with him, very, very much undervaluing myself, giving clients everything, and they were pretty much getting it for nothing. Not for nothing, but I wasn't charging what it was worth, to put it that way. And the fact that they weren't paying what they should have been paying meant that they didn't value it as much either, and therefore their results weren't even as good. But that was one of the critical things. When I look at what are the areas that are going to bring me the most value, move away from majoring in the minor and look at the bigger things. Because now there's more money in my bank account because I'm charging more, because I'm charging what I'm worth, rather than actually charging tiny amounts and worrying about the cup of coffee each day. So little things like that can actually bring a huge amount of value when you look at where am I going to get the biggest benefit. And I think one of the best things you can actually do is take on mentors and coaches. Yeah, I'm going to put my hand up here if anybody wants to work with me, but I've got my own mentors and I've got my own coaches and I think they're the best money I've ever spent. And yes, I have to pay them a fair old whack of money. But for me, the amount of value and insight they bring are huge. And that's what monumentally moves me forward, rather than trying to do everything myself and just focus on the little small things and again, majoring in the minor. So point number two on how to achieve anything in life was concentrate your power. And that's our major point for today, is concentrate your power. And last week, I didn't do a podcast because, again, I was trying to protect my own energy. And I have to do that because your energy is your most valuable resource. You don't want your energy being taken up, your bandwidth being taken by people who are an energy drain, people who are just taking everything from you and giving nothing back, and also trying to do everything at once. And that was where I was at last week when I had a talk to do on Friday. I had a lot going on with clients. It was our first week with the new Elevate client. So there was a lot going on. And I was starting to realize, well, if I'm going to do a podcast and I'm going to do a blog and I'm going to write an article, I'm not going to be able to give everything the best of me. So I had to put certain stuff off. And I said, well, that can wait. I can kick that down the road. I can do it next week or the following week. And it will get done. But at the point in time I was at last week, recording a podcast wasn't the best use of my energy because I wouldn't have been able to give it my best anyway. It would have been a rushed episode and it wouldn't have had much preparation done. And the fact that I was lower in energy because I had so much going on meant it probably wouldn't have been that good anyway. So maybe you're better off not getting one last week. That's the first two points. How to achieve anything we want in life. Number one was make a decision. Number two was concentrate your power. Number three is stop punishing yourself for the past. Stop punishing yourself for the past. As humans, we're very, very guilty of this. A lot of us, we look back to what we did in the past and we keep beating ourselves up for it. And it could be stuff that happened 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago. Could be stuff that happened when we were a teenager. And we make ourselves relive it over and over and over and over, and we keep punishing ourselves. And we're keeping ourselves in the past. And if we're keeping ourselves in the past, it makes it very difficult for us to move forward, be in the present, and how to look forward towards the future. Really, really looking back and chastising ourselves for stuff that maybe we were 15 and we were a totally different person. And we have to let the past go, because the past is just something that happened. And even if something horrible happened to us or we made a mistake, and we've all made mistakes, every single person listening to this podcast has made mistakes. I've made mistakes more than I could even tell you about. But we have to let it go and we have to forgive ourselves. Because if we don't forgive ourselves, that's hanging over us until such a time as we choose to move forward. And the sad thing is, a lot of us never forgive ourselves. We carry it with us all the way through life. The worst crimes in the world, you know, have an end date. Any crime, a murder crime, has an end date. You get your punishment, you get your jail time, and once it's served, you're free to go. You've served your time. That's it. It's left in the past. The very worst crimes, you serve your time and that's it. And yet for us, we made some stupid mistake. We did something we're not proud of, but we'll keep punishing ourselves for the rest of our lives. How is that fair? How is that fair? Take a moment. Think about that thing that you often come back to, that you regret, that brings you a feeling of shame. That you experienced it once and it was a horrible thing. But why do you keep making yourself experience it time and time again? Because the only person that's doing that is you. You're the only person that's forcing yourself to experience it time and again. If you wanted, you could make a choice right now to let it go. And if we're going to achieve anything we want in life, we probably have to let it go. Because we're no longer that person that made that mistake. And if we learned from it, we're probably a better person. We've probably come out stronger. We've probably come out more resilient. Probably come out with a different mindset. So let it go. Stop punishing yourself for mistakes of the past. I think it's a crucial step in moving forward. Make peace with it. It happened. Move on. Whatever it was, it's done. It's in the past. You've served your time now, just like the person who robbed a shop and served a few years and got let out. Now it's time to let yourself out. You've served your time, let it go and move on. Number 4, change your perspective. If you want to achieve anything in life, you have to change your perspective. The same level of thinking that caused the problem is not going to solve the problem. You have to come to a higher level of thinking. So what caused the problem was probably perspective, it was probably a mindset, it was probably a way of thinking. And we very much get ingrained and hardwired into a certain way of thinking, and it can be a self-limiting way of thinking, and it can really hold us back. And a lot of the time it's a lack of gratitude, I think. And you know what's really interesting to me at the moment? People are always saying to me now, the fact that we're in COVID times, you know, how much they have a change of perspective and they're so grateful for what they had and things will be different going forward. I'm kind of questioning that at the moment, and I'm thinking, will things actually be different going forward? I think for a certain number of people, they will. People who are self-aware and people who maybe listen to the Alan Williams podcast and they hear a lot about gratitude. But I think for a huge swathe of the population, and I'm talking probably 90%, I reckon once this ends and things return to normal, in inverted commas, I think people will go back to old habits, and I think they'll go back to their old way of being. And I think they'll forget about a lot of the lessons they've learned throughout lockdown. And I think that sense of gratitude that people will have for the first few weeks when the pubs are open and the restaurants are open and the hairdressers are open and we can go to football matches again and all that stuff returns, there will be in the first few weeks a sense of gratitude to have it back, and people will be thrilled to have it back. My prediction on it is within 6 to 8 weeks, you will start to see people forgetting about that gratitude, and you'll start to see them complaining about the small everyday things in life again. And you will start to see people just, it's like, what do they say? Eating bread is quickly forgotten. Is that a saying? Something like that. I'm not sure on the exact saying. I think that's one, but I think that's going to happen. I think there'll be a certain amount of people who will retain a level of gratitude. I think I'll definitely be one of those people. That's my mindset on it. That's my perspective. That's years of work on my mindset and training my brain. And I think a lot of you guys listening will as well. But I think 90% of the population who don't do any personal development work, who are totally unaware of mindset, who are totally lacking self-awareness, I think for the first couple of weeks they'll be grateful, and then they'll go back to moaning and complaining about regular life. And this is something I've said since lockdown began. Now, where we're at, you would give anything to have your old life back. You would give anything. That old life that you complained about every day, every week, every month, and you never done anything about making it better, you just complained about it. Now people would give anything to have it back. And I think there's a level of awareness brought to that. But I do think human nature being what it is, once we settle back into our old way of life or normality in some form returns, I think people will lose the sense of gratitude again, which I think is pretty sad, you know. I think it's sad. I think it's gratitude's an important thing, and it really, really improves the quality of our lives when we can bring awareness to gratitude and the things that we've got in our lives and the things that are good in our lives. And when we take the time to acknowledge those things and be so aware of them, because they can be taken away in a heartbeat, as you've seen over the last 12 months. And now you should be able to reflect and say, there's a lot of good stuff in my life. There's a lot of good stuff going on. When we look at people who train or people who don't train, maybe that's a better analogy, people who don't train, and they'll often say, I hate running. I'm not going to train. I'm not going to run because I hate running. And, you know, maybe I did a run, but I didn't enjoy it. And again, it's kind of complaining and it's moaning and it's almost, oh, well, I have to train. I have to exercise. When you change your perspective and you change from I have to do it to I get to do it, that's a huge shift. I get to do it, not I have to do it, because then you're grateful for it. And then you realize the quality of your life to be able to do it. So let's take somebody, for example, who has that attitude of, well, I have to run. I have to run today. I don't want to, but I have to run and I hate running. Let's say, God forbid, you are in a horrific accident and you lost the use of your legs. You would suddenly go from, I hate running and I have to run, to, the only thing I want to do in the world is run. I would give anything to be able to run. That would be the single biggest reward in your life. You could win the lotto. You could win 5 million euros. And it wouldn't mean anything to you. As anywhere near as much as if you could run 100 metres. Running 100 metres would mean absolutely everything. It would be life changing. It would be the one thing in your life that you would give anything to be able to do. If, God forbid, you were in a horrible accident and you lost the use of your legs. Imagine how much pleasure and joy it would bring to you to be able to run 100 metres. So now tell me, I hate running. Or I have to run. No, you don't have to run. You get to run. No, you don't have to lift weights. You get to lift weights. No, you don't have to get up out of bed and go to work every day. You get to get up out of bed and go to work every day. Change your perspective, change your life. Let's recap. So how to achieve anything you want in life? Number one, make a decision. Number two, concentrate your power. Number three, stop punishing yourself for the past. And number four, change your perspective. When you bring that level of gratitude into your life, you experience contentment, you realize how lucky you are, and then you appreciate everything along the way. So while you're striving for more and you want to achieve more, that's a brilliant thing. But you're going to appreciate everything you achieve along the way, and that's what makes it worthwhile. That's what makes it worthwhile. So that is it for today's podcast. How to achieve anything in life. I hope you've enjoyed that. 27 minutes of fire. As always, if you did enjoy it, please do take a screenshot. Share it out on your social media. Tag me in the post if it's in your Instagram stories or whatever it is. And all help in getting the podcast out there is greatly appreciated. So take it easy. Enjoy the sun. Have an amazing week. And I will speak to you all again next week.